Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now on the hotline is our good friend from ESPN, Adam Schefter. Adam, before we get into the NFL questions that we have for you, the biggest Woj bomb of all time dropped today, and that is that he is retiring from journalism, going to be the GM there for the Bonnies basketball team. You were all over the story. I just saw you on TV a few minutes ago talking about it as well. Was this as much of a surprise to you as it was to everybody else?
Well, he and I have been talking about this for weeks, if not months. And I kind of knew that this was where it was going. And when I tried to talk about it a few different times, I could hear his voice and his thoughts. And it became very apparent to me very early on that he wasn't going to change his mind. This wasn't somebody who was waffling or wavering. This was somebody who knew exactly what he wanted to do. And he had had enough. He basically didn't want to have to wait by the phone. He didn't want to have to give up weekends. He didn't have to give up holidays, more time away from his family, getting calls in the middle of the night, doing all the things that this job requires. And he wanted his life back. Didn't care about anything else. And that was what was important to him. And so he made the announcement today. And he'll now go on to something that I think he expects to be a lot more gratifying and fulfilling, and helping young athletes at St. Bonaventure and building up that basketball program. And he is going to put his energy and time into that. And, you know, I wouldn't want to compete against Woj because he's a tiger, and he's going to attack everything, and he's going to be great at everything he does. But yeah, this was something that he had come to a while back, and there was not anything that was going to change his mind.
Adam, I think the biggest NFL story of the week is the Bryce Young benching in Carolina that, I guess, could serve as a cautionary tale for those who want to see Drake May sooner rather than later. Were you surprised at how quickly that happened? And is there a chance that they could actually trade Bryce Young? I've seen a lot of speculation about that on social media.
I think we all would agree that his future in Carolina is all but over. So there is no future there. I don't know if the team is looking to deal him right now. It would take a team offering a lot. And is there a team out there that's going to be willing to give up a lot? I don't know about that either. So at some point, I would expect he'll be moving on from Carolina. I would think it's more likely after the season than in season, but let's see how this plays out. It just kind of happened, and we'll see what happens from there. But he went 18 games. So you're talking about something here where this was the quickest hook that any team has ever had for a number one overall pick at quarterback. There's never been a quarterback drafted number one who's been benched quicker. And obviously, Carolina felt like it had seen enough. It was ready to move on, and that's exactly what it did.
Do you believe that if Bryce Young was drafted by another team, maybe, like if it was Stroud and him got sort of flip-flopped in that draft, that this may have turned out differently for him, or was this sort of going to be his destiny regardless, do you think?
You know, it's a great question, and it points out something that's interesting, right? It's a situation where the Houston Texans, if we're being honest, preferred to take Bryce Young. They tried to trade up to number one to get Bryce Young, and they were denied. The Panthers were the team that was able to get the trade done to move up to Chicago spot at number one. Houston got beat out in the trade. Houston won that last game of the season in Indy with Lovie Smith as its coach that cost the Texans the number one pick, which may have been the single greatest thing that ever happened to that franchise. Because if the Texans had the number one pick, I don't care what anybody tells me, I firmly believe they would have taken Bryce Young at number one. So we can venture into that world of what that would have been like if Bryce Young goes one and C.J. Stroud goes two, what that would have looked like, how that would have turned out. We'll never know. We could just guess. It's fun to think about. But Bryce Young was really the universal number one pick. And he went to a spot where the talent wasn't what it should have been, where there was instability in the coaching staff, where there wasn't a lot of patience, where he didn't demonstrate a lot of growth, and where it basically all blew up. It all blew up.
Bryce Young isn't the only quarterback struggling early in the year. Across the board, a lot of numbers are down in the passing game, passing touchdowns. What do you make of that? Is that aberrational? I know it's the last couple of years, so it seems like it might be a trend. Is that something that people in the league are talking about?
You know, my take on that is this, that more and more teams are shying away from playing their regulars in the preseason. The preseason has been reduced from four games to three, and even with that being the case, more and more teams are not playing their regulars. How many of these teams did not trot out their starting quarterback or starting offenses during the preseason? Like, Jaden Daniels in Washington plays the first couple of series in the first preseason game and doesn't play again. Michael Penix, same kind of thing. Like, doesn't even get out there. We can look at all the offenses that you think are high-powered that have started slow, and the same is true for them. So I think there's a few reasons. I think that, number one, we had three rookie quarterbacks start this year. And by the way, even those teams didn't play those guys that much in the preseason. We've had 24 of the 32 quarterbacks all under the age of 30, which is the highest number of young quarterbacks ever in the NFL on an opening day. You've got more young quarterbacks. You've got teams giving them less work. You've got teams treating the preseason as if it was something that didn't matter. You know, I remember when I used to be a Denver Broncos beat reporter, and there were four preseason games. And in the first preseason game, John Elway would play a series or two. In the second one, he'd play a full half. In the third one, he'd play into the third quarter. And then in the fourth one, he wouldn't play. But by the time the regular season rolled around, he had played essentially at least three quarters or so to get the rust off. And now, it's almost like the first week of the season becomes a little bit like the preseason because nobody's played in the preseason.
All right, Adam, before we let you go here, if you could today retire from media and get any job in sports that you wanted, in a front office, as a manager, as whatever, what job would that be?
That's a great question. That is a great question.
Thank you.
And you know what? If Woj had waited till the end of my contract, I would have had some interest in taking over for him in 3 years. That would have interested me.
Really?
But I don't know that he has to. Yeah, that would have interested me.
Well, you were doing some basketball stuff. Yeah. I remember you were breaking some basketball stories in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, and I won't be surprised if I dip my toe in that a little bit, like just to have some fun, you know, just to have try to get a Woj bomb or two in his honor, in honor of my great friend Adrian Wojnarowski. So, but what would be the dream job?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd have to really think about that. Like, this really is a dream job for Woj, working as the head of operations, the GM for the St. Bonaventure basketball program. Like, that's something that he can't wait to do. I don't know what job that would be that I would can't, you know.
It's all right. I put you on the spot. How about you think about it? You can tell us next week. How about that?
Maybe host my own show on WEEI.
Oh, wow. Hey,
hey, you stay away.
Careful, they'll give it to you.
We just got here.
Jeez. Adam Schefter, future host of this very show, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Schefter, thanks so much.
Have a great day, guys. We'll talk next Wednesday.
Very good. That's Adam Schefter joining us here on WEEI Afternoons.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.